Joe Smith time on a Friday. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Good, fellas. Glass, Double C.
Double C is on the bat phone right now. He's been a busy, busy boy this morning as we ramp up to that home football opener, and plenty of construction work going on, as you know, Joe, on the athletics campus. So that's the man you need information. That's
That's
why that phone keeps ringing. So Chuck will jump in when he comes when he gets back. So that's the good news. The other good news is you have perfect weather tonight for high school football. You're welcome. Week number two, as we went north side last week. We'll go to Edgewood next week, so that means this week we're on the south side with the purple and white. They are number two in Class 5A and have an old friend coming to town, and you'll have the action for us tonight starting with Chalk Talk at 6:30.
Well, Coach Moe's second-ranked Panthers, the first of five home games at friendly Huff Memorial on the city's south side tonight against Martinsville, is sophomore running back Christian Paycheck. Gets his first varsity start, spelling Marquise Holt, who will be held out of tonight's game with a shoulder bruise. Paycheck found the end zone last week at Bedford North Lawrence. A junior, Jairi McCoy, will also see plenty of work tonight when Gavin Yeske hands him the football, attempting to balance things out for the purple and white, who tossed a shutout in the season opener last week. Martinsville, by the way, replaces starting quarterback sophomore Jonathan Collier with junior Matt Hoskins tonight after a shoulder injury ended his night last week. The Garin Catholic South will be out for its fourth straight win over the Yardies in the series. Chalk Talk at 6:30 with Coach Mo. John Callahan joins me for the kick in the booth at 7 o'clock from Huff Memorial. Cougars of God Bless play at home looking for points, hosting BNL at 7 o'clock. Sophomore Trey Wilson makes his second start at quarterback. Senior Cam Morgan looks to get untracked after Columbus East held him in check in the run game a week ago. It would be a big one for Edgewood tonight if Jerry Bland's crew could upset Northview on the road. Kickoff will be at 7 against the Knights, who put 50 on the board last week against Danville. Last year, the Mustangs lost a heartbreaker on a last-second field goal to the Knights, one of two losses they had all year. Nick Mobley, the junior, back at quarterback for the red and black. Edgewood secondary going to get tested tonight, trying to contain senior quarterback Tucker Stewart, who threw for three and ran for six against Danville. Owen Valley's home to Indianapolis Manual tonight over in Spencer. Brown County at South Putt. Battle of a couple of 1-0 clubs. Eastern, they look to go 2-0. They're at home against North Knox in Class 4A. Class A, number four, Linton, will be home to Sullivan later tonight. Elsewhere, Thursday, a busy night, as always, on the prep beat. Out on the Pines course, out of the cage, Edgewood and North got together on the links. Brian Muehlhaus's maroon and gold won by 29 shots, with senior Lauren Lewis winning medalist honors with a 40, her season best. The Cougs getting things, headed in the right direction as senior J.N. Liu and junior Kaleem Abraham each shot 45s, and freshman Anna Abraham had a 46 to lead the way for North. Missy Ringler's crew, led by junior Megan Higgins, a 43 for team medalist honors. Both City High School tennis squad still rolling along unbeaten. 5-0 wins Thursday. North beat Terre Haute South, and South dealt the Terre Haute North Patriots the same licking. Sophomore Mac Rogers led the sweep of the Braves with a straight set win at 1, as did senior Will Pekarski of South in the Panthers' win over Terre Haute North. Owen Valley beat Edgewood 4-1. Senior Chris Weaver getting the lone point at number one singles there. On the volleyball hard courts, Eugene Kim South Panthers still perfect. Win number four in a 3-set sweep at Brown County. Big night for sophomore Ashley Elliott, 30 assists, also had a dig and an ace. Northwestern bound senior Emily Amon had 10 kills, 5 aces, and 5 digs. North lost in 4 games at home to Seymour, as senior Ellie Costello had 10 kills, and junior Julia Wood, 22 digs and 3 aces. Edgewood was swept at Northview in 3. In boys soccer, North lost its 2-0 lead and the match to Columbus East 3-2, dropping them to 3-3. Seniors Andrew Moore and Zach Feldman had the goals Falls. Cascade beat Edgewood in the WIC East Division play 5-3, jumping off quick 4-0 in the opening half. Junior Harrison Cottingham scored twice for the Mustangs. Don't forget Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk tonight at 10, following our Panther broadcast. All of the high school scores and details, week number 2.
Joe, say hello to Chuck Crabb.
Charles, there you are.
Yeah, I'm rather elusive this morning. My apologies. My attention's a little split.
You're a busy individual.
We got some things going, Joe, and of course it's fun. It's all part of what we call Indiana Athletics, looking forward to. I mean, obviously, we've had an eventful start for 2015 and 16.
Hey, I usually come in gate 5 off of 17th. What's a good driving tip?
That's gate 5 still available. Gate 2, that's a little further east down toward Briscoe, that's available. A lot of people, Joe, using the parking lot as a cut-through when they see the yellow barricades out there. So,
okay, how about game day? That's what I'm talking about.
Game day, you should be fine. I mean, Joe, the time you come in, friend, I think you're well covered.
Hey, Chuck, just checking.
And the coffee will be there and ready for you.
There you go.
Yeah, I sign that bill every Monday quite happily, I guarantee you, because I know where I can go and get a cup.
That's exactly.
All righty, my friend.
That's right.
Super, sir.
Hey, and quickly on the baseball beat, Cubbies lose yesterday in the Bay Area to the Giants 9-1. Kyle Schwarber had a quiet day. We haven't said that too much this year. Pittsburgh wins in Miami, so the Cubs, that lead stretches out for the Pirates. Guess what, Joe? The Cardinals played baseball last night. You want to tell me what happened?
Cardinals won.
Well, there you go. It's only 5 in a row now. Yeah, and they just keep rolling right along. Dodgers beat the Reds 1-0, so you get a good pitching performance and you don't get any bats. It's been the story of the Reds season. They head to Milwaukee tonight. We'll have the Reds back in action, Joe, Monday, as they will be involved. They play the Cubs Monday night, so they'll be
spoilers, hopefully.
They'll be in the discussion, wrong side of it, but at least they'll be in there ready to go. Colts football Saturday night. We're in St. Louis, the 7 o'clock pregame show. Bob Lamy, the Colts Veteran Radio Network, 8 o'clock kickoff against the Rams, and a somber finish to the IndyCar season Sunday, 4 o'clock
in Sonoma.
With the passing of Justin Wilson. Cool stuff yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw it. They drove his car across the Golden Gate Bridge with all the other cars in a parade formation. That was really, really cool. IndyCar mourning the loss of one of theirs. We'll have the final race to determine the champion at 4 o'clock on Sunday. When we come back, hour number 2, we'll get caught up on the IU beat, Joe. Everybody's starting to get into action. We know, but the big story, Chuck, this weekend is soccer.
Yep, it is. The Adidas IU Credit Union Soccer Classic, Maryland, Notre Dame, St. John's, and the Hoosiers. 11 champions of NCAA Division I have come out of this in, 2 years? Man.
A third of them, and that's fantastic. Joe, best of luck tonight on the Southsiders.
Thank you.
And we'll hear you at 6:30 with Chalk Talk, obviously, but we'll be back at 8:45 if you can fit us in.
Yeah, well, I'll be here as always.
Of course. All right, thanks, buddy. We appreciate the time.
All righty, my friend.
8:46, it is time for Joe Smith Sports, live on the telephone here on a Friday. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Oh, I'm getting ready for a little high school football again tonight.
That's right.
Big Show Friday crowd here and accounted for. Martinsville South is our game. Joe will have Chalk Talk with Coach Moriarty at 6:30. Kickoff with John Callahan at 7, week 2 of Friday Night Lights. And that'll be followed by Indiana Sports Talk, Bob Lovell, immediately following our post-game show. And we are in week 2, Joe, of high school football. And is this week 3 altogether for the high school sports? I think it is. Or is this week 4?
No, we're in week 4.
We're in week 4.
Week 5.
Week 5. Yeah, because golf gets started real early. But Indiana, Joe, really hasn't gotten much started. That all changes this weekend.
It does indeed. You know, as Coach Todd Yeagley told us on Sports Talk at Yogi's Tuesday night, we like where we are. Well, right now the balance sheet reads 0-0, but hopefully by late Sunday afternoon it'll read 2-0. And another Adidas IU Credit Union Classic title to move forward. Depth and position evaluation has moved forward in the preseason off a 2-1 campaign. The last 2 wins, both shutouts. Coach Todd sends his 14th-ranked Hoosiers out tonight at 8 o'clock on the Yeagley pitch at Armstrong against the Red Storm from St. John's. It's number 4 Notre Dame on Sunday at 2 o'clock. The Hoosiers blessed with some new pieces, some aces that will get their indoctrination into what it's like to play at the major college level later tonight and through the weekend, and further enhance the early season rotation. Of course, sophomore All-American mid, Tanner Thompson, veteran Femi Hollinger Jansen are back to lead and produce. Colin Webb back in goal behind a defense that will hopefully be tough to score against as the quest for 9 begins tonight and gets rolling at 8 o'clock against St. John's. Meanwhile, it's the Boilermaker Challenge for Amy Burberry's women booters this weekend in West Lafayette. Indiana has Missouri in the opener, Baylor on Sunday, as Indiana looks for win number 1. Sherry Dunbar's Cruzan's volleyballers compete at the season-opening Middle Tennessee State invite down in Murfreesboro this weekend with games against Bowling Green, Cleveland State, and the host. Amanda Janney's field hockey Hoosiers are down at the Cardinal Classic in Louisville, Missouri State and Louisville, to open up her Hoosier coaching career. So the table's set for opening season success for the Cream and the Crimson. Well, something has to give Saturday night in St. Louis for the Colts. Both teams are 0-2 in the preseason. We'll have Bob Lamy in the pregame at 7 o'clock. Going racing, a somber setting, obviously, for IndyCar. What with the loss of Justin Wilson last week at Pocono, the Grand Prix of Sonoma runs Sunday here on the airwaves, pre-race at 4 o'clock. Team Penske's Juan Pablo Montoya enters the season finale Sunday. He's got a 34-point lead over Graham Ray. Hall, three-time champion Scott Dixon, last year's champion Will Power, Helio Castroneves, and Joseph Newgarden all have a chance, really, to take the season title. So we'll see how things unfold out in Sonoma on Sunday. Sprint car, by the way, has the weekend off. High school football, week number 2, Friday Night Lights, the second-ranked Panthers home opener against Martinsville. Chalk Talk at 6:30. John Callahan joins me for the kick at 7. B&L plays at North tonight, Edgewood at Northview. All those games go at 7 o'clock. Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk at 10. Week number 2, finals and storylines. And highlighting the Saturday high school schedule, we have the Conference Indiana meet up on the board already for North and South Saturday morning over at the Laverne Gibson course in Terre Haute, and Missy Ringler's Edgewood Mustangs compete with Brown County and Owen Valley. They will hold the Western Indiana Conference meet at 9 o'clock on Saturday over at Idle Creek. Also involved in activity, volleyball, boys and girls soccer, and boys tennis.
Woo! So that means our Mondays get even busier.
Well, they do. It's interesting. The conference meets are up on the board already, and we're only in, as I say, week number 5. But
a lot of winners will come from that meet.
Yeah, we hope to have some all-conference on both sides of the ledger,
well, then
cross-country.
Then we add all the IU stuff to it on Mondays. My goodness.
Yeah, it really gets busy next week.
It does.
With the opener in Southern Illinois on Saturday?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock game.
ESPN News. Well, let's have everybody out to the park. It is Labor Day weekend. It's a nice time. And weather
That's
should
right.
be nice and warm.
I forgot about the holiday.
Yeah, too. And it's not one of those Thursday Labor Day games. It's a nice Saturday, so you've got plenty to do on Friday and all day Saturday, 4 o'clock kickoff, and then you got Sunday, Monday. So let's have a big crowd to get it kicked off on the right foot. Kevin Wilson spoke last night, Joe, at the tailgate tour party up there. Let the fan base know that Cameon Patrick will be academically ineligible. He will not play.
Right.
And that Tommy Mister is going to transfer as well. Tom Crean was up there. Said if he had it all to do over again, he'd get would have gotten rid of Hunter Perea after his OWI, but sometimes tough love is in the rearview mirror. And same claims of leadership, Joe's going to be an issue, and that's been an ongoing problem since, 2013, since the number one team split up.
If all of the coaches that were in the room at Hinkie on Tuesday got the message from President McRobbie, I'm hopeful that all of our student athletes that wear the cream and crimson, they understand it too, including this basketball team of Coach Tom. We hope that whatever leadership is lacking, it finds its source and moves forward in a positive manner.
Yeah, maybe they need to read Cody Zeller's book. I thought he had a great quote. Saw the story about
him. Yeah, I heard you earlier today.
That was great. He said, you have to hold yourself to a higher standard.
Well,
you don't. No one's going to do it for you, and I think that's telling. And, again, you see it going on around you. You can either choose to be a part of it or not be a part of it. And life is difficult, and growing up is difficult. But the money these guys get paid to run the basketball programs and run the football programs, there's not a lot of sympathy, Joe. And that's why the trustees' mailboxes are getting blown up with, hey, what's going on? That's why Michael McRobbie's involved. You know that. I know that.
Yep.
And if you don't think it's a big deal, then obviously you're out to lunch, and I don't need I don't need to hear it from you.
I hear you, brother.
Yep. And, again, all football. All punishment will be handled internally. That's been Coach Wilson's MO since he's been here. So if you're wondering what's happening to those players, well, when you don't see them dressed on Saturdays, I think you'll have your answer. Have a great broadcast tonight.
All righty.
We're excited at South's number two in the state. We hope they keep their winning ways moving on. Next week, it's off to Edgewood. And then in 2 weeks, Joe, it's the battle for the city. That'll be a tasty one.
Yeah, north and south. I think that one's at south this year, isn't it?
Yes, north
Pretty
at
sure
south. So we'll be back there in 2 weeks. All right, Joe, have a great one.
Alrighty.
We'll be listening tonight, and we'll talk to you on a very, very busy Monday morning.
All righty. Have a great weekend, guys.
You too, Joe.